This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah reports operational turnarounds and revenue growth across key state-owned enterprises. Ministry of Foreign Affairs digitalizes national consular system as Foreign Affairs Minister Sisil Khanal strengthens economic diplomacy. And Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan signed trilateral defense pact in Makkah. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said several troubled state-owned enterprises are finally showing signs of recovery following targeted structural reforms and stricter management. In a social media update today, the Prime Minister highlighted key operational turnarounds across major public institutions. First, at Nepal Pharmaceuticals Limited, sales crossed 23 million rupees over the last 4 months following new international certification. The company earned 30 million rupees in profit last year and aims to produce 37 types of essential medicines this fiscal year. Over at the Hetona Textile Industry, trial production has officially begun following loom repairs with early operations overseen by the Nepali Army ahead of a full commercial relaunch. Meanwhile, Nepal Airlines Corporation brought in over 6.2 billion rupees in revenue during the final quarter of the last fiscal year. That marks an increase of more than 1 billion rupees compared to the same period prior, with average seat occupancy reaching 86%. Turning to the Dairy Development Corporation, outstanding dues owed to the farmers were halved, cutting unpaid arrears from 720 million rupees down to 350 million. Daily average revenues also saw a sharp increase, rising from 600,000 rupees up to 900,000. Finally, Singhadarbar Vaidyakhana quadrupled its annual sales of Ayurvedic medicines over the past year, generating nearly 130 million rupees. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs presented major operational, diplomatic and consular updates during its regular press briefing yesterday. On consular services, over 25,000 passports have been printed under the new live system since mid-July, supported by extended two-shift operations. Emergency walk-in provisions and weekend operations remain active to handle rising service demand across domestic and international outlets. Alongside the official launch of the Digital Nepal attestation system for online document verification. On overseas citizen welfare, a total of 860 Nepalese have been rescued from online scam centers across Southeast Asia to date. Embassy efforts in Cambodia continue for 76 detained citizens, while 8 Nepalese held in Myanmar were granted early release and are undergoing a repatriation. Repatriation operations also concluded for a Nepali national killed during recent attacks in northern Kuwait, while high-altitude retrieval efforts remain underway in Pakistan following the Broad Peak avalanche. On the diplomatic front, Foreign Affairs Minister Sisil Khanal hosted high-level talks with representatives from Mongolia, Morocco, South Korea and BIMSTEC. Bilaterally, the 15th Nepal-India Joint Committee on Inundation and Flood Management concluded yesterday in Nepal, with both sides finalizing technical preparations for upcoming boundary survey meeting in Lucknow. Additionally, the ministry reported an 82% overall execution rate for its annual milestone targets, launched the MOFA Knowledge Forum for evidence-based policy research, and formally deposited instruments of ratification for two fundamental International Labour Organization conventions. U.S. Embassy Nepal hosted the official launch session for the 2026 cohort of the U.S. Embassy Youth Council, USYC Nepal, on Friday, welcoming 55 young leaders selected from a competitive pool of over 1,600 applicants nationwide. Chargé d'affaires Scott Erbom congratulated the new members and underscored the pivotal role youth leadership plays in accelerating innovation, driving economic growth, and fostering positive local development across Nepal. Throughout their 1 year 2-year term, cohort members will undergo structured leadership training, engage with industry experts, and participate in peer networking initiatives designed to strengthen civic engagement and professional capacity. Emphasizing the broader context of the U.S.'s 250 years of independence, the embassy has said that programs like USYC highlight Washington's long-standing commitment to investing in Nepal's next generation of leaders. The embassy added that a stable and prosperous Nepal creates expanded avenues for trade, technological collaboration, and bilateral partnership. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan signed a mutual defense agreement on Friday, establishing a collective deterrence framework among the three nations. The Makkah Joint Defense Agreement was signed at Al Safa Palace by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. Under the core provision of the agreement, an armed attack against any one of the signatory states will be treated as an attack against them all. The accord commits the three countries to enhancing defense cooperation, strengthening joint deterrence, and expanding security collaboration. The agreement formalizes growing defense ties between Riyadh, Ankara, and Islamabad amid broader regional security concerns. Officials from the participating states noted that the pact is defensive in nature, aligns with the Article 51 of the United Nations Charter regarding collective self-defense, and is not directed at any specific country. Thailand's Prime Minister has vowed to introduce new gun laws in the wake of a shooting by a teenager on the outskirts of Bangkok that left 8 people dead and 22 injured. The 14-year-old killed his grandparents at the home they shared before traveling to Debsirin School in Nonthaburi, where he was a student. There, he killed 5 teachers before taking his own life. Later, Thai media reported that a student had also died from his injuries. Speaking after the attack, Prime Minister Onuddin Chernavirakul said plans to introduce laws that restrict the carrying of firearms in public, the carrying of firearms in public, with the new legislation only allowing government officials on duty to carry guns. Police Colonel Thatsakorn Konthong said the gun and the bullets used in the attack belonged to the teen's grandfather, with an initial inspection finding signs that the firearm had been searched for inside the grandfather's bedroom. International and local media have reported that the gun was legally registered and had a permit. Thailand has one of the highest rates of civilian gun ownership in Southeast Asia, with around 10.3 million firearms in civilian possession, around 4 million of which are believed to be owned illegally. The country has strict gun laws which punish the illegal possession of the arms with up to 10 years in jail, but enforcement of these laws has been an issue. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balendra Shah reports operational turnarounds and revenue growth across key state-owned enterprises. Ministry of Foreign Affairs digitalizes national consular systems as Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal strengthens economic diplomacy. And Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan sign trilateral defense pact in Mecca. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.